Chapter 81. Located just east of the spectacular Frari Church, the Atelier Pietro Longhi has always been one of Venice's premier providers of historical costumes, wigs, and accessories. Its client list includes film companies and theatrical troupes, as well as influential members of the public who rely on the staff's expertise to dress them for Carnevale's most extravagant balls. The clerk was just about to lock up for the evening when the door jingled loudly. He glanced up to see an attractive woman with a blonde ponytail come bursting in. She was breathless, as if she'd been running for miles. She hurried to the counter, her brown eyes wild and desperate.
"I want to speak to Giorgio Venci," she had said, panting.
"Don't we all?" the clerk thought, "but nobody gets to see the wizard." Giorgio Venci, the atelier's chief designer, worked his magic from behind the curtain, speaking to clients very rarely and never without an appointment. As a man of great wealth and influence, Giorgio was allowed certain eccentricities, including his passion for solitude. He dined privately, flew privately, and constantly complained about the rising number of tourists in Venice. He was not one who liked company.
"I'm sorry," the clerk said with a practiced smile. "I'm afraid Signor Venci is not here. Perhaps I can help you?"
"Giorgio's here," she declared. "His flat is upstairs. I saw his light on. I'm a friend. It's an emergency."
There was a burning intensity about the woman.
"A friend," she claims. "Might I tell Giorgio your name?"
The woman took a scrap of paper off the counter and jotted down a series of letters and numbers.
"Just give him this," she said, handing the clerk the paper. "And please hurry. I don't have much time."
The clerk hesitantly carried the paper upstairs and laid it on the long altering table, where Giorgio was hunched intently at his sewing machine.
"Signore," he whispered, "someone is here to see you. She says it's an emergency."
Without breaking off from his work or looking up, the man reached out with one hand and took the paper, reading the text. His sewing machine rattled to a stop.
"Send her up immediately," Giorgio commanded as he tore the paper into tiny shreds.